new hope for Kevin. It was the first week of summer break. School was out and Milo was excited to go spend the day with his friend Kevin. "Milo, remember that Kevin just got his cast off his ankle," said his mom. "He may still be limping. Just because he got his cast off doesn't mean he'll be able to run around right away." "Okay, bye, Mom." Kevin just lived a few houses away, so Milo dashed out the door and ran over. Kevin was sitting in the front yard waiting for him. "Hi, Kevin," shouted Milo as he ran up the sidewalk, but he could tell by Kevin's face that something was wrong. "Hi," Kevin replied while looking at the ground. "What's wrong?" asked Milo. "I'm signed up for soccer camp, and I bet I won't even be able to go now. All the other kids will be way better than me when we go back to school, and I'll never get to play." Kevin tried hard not to cry. Milo didn't know what to say. He felt bad for his best friend. "When is the camp?" he asked. "It's right after the 4th of July. This is going to be the worst summer ever." They both were quiet for a few moments, but Milo was thinking. "No, it's not," said Milo suddenly. "That's easy for you to say. You can run and jump. I can't do anything." "Kevin," said Milo, "it's only June 1st. Soccer camp isn't for another month. Do you remember when Lily broke her foot last year at Christmas and her family was going on a skiing trip the next month?" "Oh, yeah," answered Kevin as he looked up. "She did something every day to make her foot stronger. I remember now." "Well, I'm going to help," said Milo. "I'll come over every day and we'll practice just a little bit, just like she did. And maybe we can even practice using her left foot so you'll get better at kicking with that one. I bet you'll be ready for camp." With Milo's encouraging words and offer to help, Kevin was feeling much happier. Maybe he could go to camp after all. Milo ran to the garage and came back with the soccer ball. "Today, we'll practice standing and throwing." He tossed the ball to Kevin. "Let's go."